Well, a bit of a noisy start to the morning here, and there's a freight train going past with loads of containers on it, and mostly just those containers, some liquor containers, and the chickens are waking up rather noisily. One of these chickens has got a better cock-a-doodle-doo than the other, and therefore it's probably going to be the one that survives. I've been up all night doing the coding for the socialfarmer.co.uk, which is just a sort of supplementary site for Love Fresh producers to get social media advice. And it's basically a little tool to push out questions or blog posts about farming and agriculture to the social sphere. The styling needs redoing completely. From what I've got so far, it looks awful. But it doesn't look awful, but it looks rough. I've really been doing the content side and building the engine. So I'm pretty pleased that I've got at least got it all working so far. But I've got to get some sleep before. Well, before the day starts completely. I'm just having a cup of tea and probably feed the chickens. And then I'm going to go to bed. I've been busy really the last couple of weeks. I'm just, me and my friend Jeff, my partner, and Love Fresh are building it. He's really busy coding at the minute. We've got a basic functioning web app. It's just a matter of implementing the written plans in code now to make it fully function. God, they're so noisy. This is just... They're so noisy. They only usually do it a few times. They seem to be going on a bit because they know I'm doing a boo. What else have I been doing? Oh, I built my composter, a three-stage composter. Really huge. It's got loads of compost in it. Can't even believe it. Honestly, there's so little noise. All of a sudden, it's maybe it seems louder because I've been up all night. But generally busy. Still continuously healthy compared to the last couple of years. Life's good, have ups and downs like everyone, but nothing like the last couple of years. It's all a bit of a kind of on hold until we get the Love Fresh app out in terms of what I can do at the minute, because I'm not coding the main app, and I can't really go evangelical sizing about something that doesn't exist yet. So it's getting there though, and it'll be in alpha soon, so that's exciting. And we've got some interesting people to send the alpha to, which is good. We're releasing it really light, and then we're building the features in response to feedback. It's a bit of a dilemma because it makes you kind of feel a bit like you're putting out half an app, but on the other hand, it doesn't seem to make sense us designing it entirely for us when it's a community that will be getting the utility from it. So, it takes a bit of balls, I think, to push an app out really early. I realise this now. Because we're actually doing it proper. In the past, I've done web apps, and they've been just experimental things, whereas this is a product that we have a lot of faith in and a business idea. I still haven't got the land sorted for the pigs. These cockerels. Will you shut up? If it's not Poppy, it's the cockerels. We're still going to move out the back. No land sorted yet for the pigs, but looking hopeful, and It contains 8 oak trees, so if we do get it, they're going to have the perfect diet of acorns. Well, supplementing their diet. Pigs that have been fed on acorns taste especially good. The composter, that's... now I can concentrate. I'm quite excited about that, because it's sort of fitting with an idea I have, another supplementary idea to Love Fresh, about community composting, but done on a hyper-local level, so the idea would be you simply, especially in areas that don't collect organic compost ingredients, so waste, separate from the rest of the rubbish, you encourage your neighbours to take one of our bins off you and put all their organic waste in it, and then once a week they put it out, you pick it up and go and compost it. And basically one person in every street supplies lots of organic compost for everyone to have nice organic vegetables grow. It's a very early idea, but anyway, it grew out of the fact that I'm making compost here to put in bags with the Love Fresh logo on and give away to anyone who comes and uses our honesty box for eggs, as kind of setting an example for how people with very small holding size production can get involved in Love Fresh and enjoy being part of the food community around them. So many ideas for Love Fresh that it's really the hardest part is knowing what to do first, and the most novel part for me in particular is holding back. You know, that is definitely the struggle, is keeping it light, keeping it really simple, and not being ashamed of the fact that some of your more monetizable ideas are nowhere near implemented, because it's about building the app as a useful thing, as a community and as a network of fresh food across the UK. And things like the point system we're devising and stuff, not fully complete. It's a difficult one. I'm not keen on tokens and stuff like you get on Foursquare and Gawala, but on the other hand, they're an essential part of any location check-in app from the gaming element. So we're working on different ideas for the gaming element of Love Fresh, and we want them to be more meaningful and have real world value. If you win prizes then, or loyalty benefits, then they should be real, rather than virtual pictures or whatever. So yeah, but I'm thinking that whilst it makes me feel like we're putting something out that's half done, I'd rather the community had its say on how we were going to achieve that and what benefits that people should get for example. If you were to check in at 5 different places within a square 5 miles or so, you would have a certain status in that particular geo area, as far as the app was concerned. You could be usurped, of course, by other people who find other places of interest of food, but you get more points for discovering places, obviously, and then points for checking in for loyalty and checkpoints for purchasing. But yeah, it's keeping that element simple that's causing my brain to ache, and keeping it not annoying. So yeah, Poppy, no cucumber leaves, please. Poppy's already devoured one set of cucumber leaves. I've had to protect the plants. Unfortunately, they're strong growing, so they've sprung back to life. But everything's growing crazy. I've got 18 tomato plants, and they're not quite ripened, but they're fruiting copiously, all of them. And I'm beginning to think I'm going to have to make some sort of ketchup production line. My corn's doing really well, my peas are doing really well, my mange 2 is going absolutely fantastically well, as are my lettuce, three different types of lettuce. I've got all of them fantastic, copious, huge. The rocket's going over a bit now. Beetroot, well, I'm going to have to, I think I'll be pickling a lot of beetroot to sell at the farmer's market. I've got a hell of a lot of it, hell of a lot of onions. Yeah, just generally, I've only ever grown in London before, because that's where I lived for 20 years, and nothing really grew, and I only have had tiny bits of space and pots and things to grow in. And it's such a world away from being in agricultural land and, you know, organically fertilising the soil with chicken shit, and then basically turning it an awful lot and then just sticking everything in, and it's just gone mad. Can't believe how successful it's been. Genuinely, every meal we have something from the garden. So. Yeah. Poppy's on rabbit duty, I think, this morning. She's moving about too quickly to be just casually looking for birds to chase. Anyway, I think I've gibbered for hours, so I better stop. But yeah, I kind of needed to gibber to stop myself thinking about the Social Farmer, which is a .com as well. I just haven't set the URL up. It will be on the .com address soon. Okay, hope you're well. And I'll try and brew a bit more regularly. It's funny, when you're not mentally ill, since I've not been mentally ill, I've, you know, the therapeutic side of needing to brew hasn't been there as much because, you know, I don't have the racing mind and the panics and the anxieties that I did. So I don't have to spill my brains. It's quite a nice thing, but on the other hand, it was a nice therapeutic thing to do to regularly boo. And I kind of think I possibly should make an effort, because I do enjoy keeping a diary like this. Okay, well, if you got this far, you're very brave. Have a good day.